Paul and Mary Kamungi have been part of our missionary family for the last 9 years. They serve in Kajabe, Kenya, which is northwest of Nairobi. And they have three major areas of ministry. First is Paul heads up the president of Maffa Bible College. That's a college that has really about 60 students, men and women, who have come out of their villages and churches to prepare to go back in ministry as pastors, as Bible teachers, children's workers, as missionaries. And so Paul is training up young men and women to, again, go out and to build churches there in Kenya. Second part is he is actually a pastor. He's a senior pastor at the AIC Thuruni Church, a church of about 300, and he's training others up there, and he's ministering the word as well every single week. And then the third part of their ministry is with the Sunrise Kids that are HIV/AIDS orphans, not in an orphanage, but with extended family members who need the gospel and need a lot of physical needs taken care of, both from a medical standpoint, from a physical standpoint. So we are really blessed to have them here this morning as they open the word to us. And again, you'll hear more from Paul this evening in person.
I want to invite the church to open up your copy of Scripture to Isaiah chapter 6 in preparation for our next message. Isaiah chapter 6. I'll read beginning in verse 1. Isaiah 6, 1 says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, 'Woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for.' And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here I am, send me.' And he said, 'Go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed.' Then I said, 'How long, O Lord?' And he said, 'Until cities lie waste without inhabitant and houses without people, and the land is a desolate waste, and the Lord removes people from afar, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump.'"
Brothers and sisters, connecting with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that our brother Dan brought to us. Before then, I want to say thank you so much, brothers and sisters here at Racine Bible Church, for supporting us there in Kenya. It is true, through your encouragement and your financial support, prayer support, we are able to do the ministry. And even if you have never been there in Kenya and Africa, you have been there because we are there, and where we are, you are. So therefore, thank you so much that God has been using you to support all the ministries and all the missionaries there, not only in Africa, but elsewhere. God is good. Connecting now with my brother, Dan, the gospel of Jesus Christ, I just want to bring to us about a call to serve God's people. It is true we have received the message of the gospel in us, and the remaining part is to serve Jesus Christ, not only here but elsewhere, because the gospel of Jesus is in us. And according to the text of the Isaiah 6, we see three things that will help us to serve Jesus Christ, the gospel. And the first thing, before even I mention the first thing, there are those three things that we need to see before we serve God's people. And the first thing that we need to see is to see God in order to serve his people. And this is according to verse number 1 and 4. We see Isaiah reporting to us about he was able to see God in the temple. And he is saying, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw God. I saw the Shekinah glory. He did not really see the very visible, physical God or the presence of God. But he was able to see the Shekinah glory, which is a visible manifestation of God himself. And what he is saying here is that I was able to see God so that to receive the call to serve God's people. And his description is that in the year, why is he mentioning the year that King Uzziah died? The mentioning of the year that King Uzziah died does not mean that the death of Uzziah facilitated his call. But he wants to bring a picture there so that people who are listening to him will be able to understand that this is the very time that Uzziah was a king that I received the call to serve God. That is what he is saying here. And he is saying, I saw God. I was able to understand, I was able to experience the presence of God himself. He is not saying I was able to see my sister. He is not saying I was able to see my spouse. But he is saying I was able to see the essence of God himself. What wonderful it is to experience the presence of God in us before we serve people. And according to the description here, he is saying that I saw God, the Shekinah glory. And he is saying that God was seated on a throne. This is a picture of God being majestic, being the king, being the glorious king. So he's talking about God who is and he will be, and God who was. In fact, he is saying, I was able to see Jehovah Elohim. So he is bringing the whole God to the people to understand that this is God who is calling us into his mission. And he is also saying that this God was seated on the throne. It's not a simple God. It's a God who can command people to go and proclaim the gospel to the people. Somebody has said, I quote, in all departments of human activity, knowledge of the person served is very essential to perfect service. Those who have never seen an earthly king cannot serve him as those who are always with that king. So it is very important to see the king, Jesus, King God. Brothers and sisters, if we have received the gospel in us, we have seen God through his incarnated word, Jesus Christ. We have seen him. Whoever has seen the Father has seen Jesus Christ. We are able to see God through Jesus Christ, the very incarnated word. We have seen God through his written word, the Bible. We are able to understand God through the Bible, what he has said to us, what he is telling us to do through the Bible. We have seen God through his works. His works, they are all over. We are able to see God. We are able to see God through the church, through worship, through what the church is doing for now and the future. We are able to see God. I just want to remind us about one man or two who are called by God, but they did not understand who was calling them. Remember Moses. Moses in the old. He was called in the burning bush. He did not understand who was calling him. He saw the burning bush, but he did not understand what was happening. Remember Samuel. He was called even 3 times until Eli in the temple said, when you hear that little voice, just say, here I am. And you go according to the voice. We are all called, brothers and sisters, to serve God's people, not only in the neighborhood, but also elsewhere. There's nobody here who is old for mission. There's nobody who is old, even if you are 90-something. I didn't say 95. I say 90-something. You are not old to go and do mission. Because this is a call of every one of us to preach the gospel in any form, to preach the gospel. You might not approach the person with proclamation, but you can organize small groups and you go and talk about Jesus Christ. You win the people to yourself first. You win people to the church. You win people to Jesus Christ. And we cannot do that until we see God himself. The second thing, because of time, is that in order to serve God's people, because we have received the gospel of Jesus Christ, is that we must see ourselves. We must see ourselves. According to this text, we see Isaiah when he was called. After he saw God, he saw himself. In fact, he is saying, I'm a man of unclean mouth. This is to say, I am not okay. I'm a sinner. I'm miserable. I'm of bad thoughts. I'm destroyed. I'm ruined. I'm no more. I'm done within myself. That's what he is saying. He did not wait for people to come and say, Isaiah, do you know yourself? He did not wait for people to come and tell him who he was. But he was able to see his inner nature, his inner self. He understood who he was. He was able to understand what is happening in his life. He was able to understand his powers. He was able to understand his gifts, spiritual gifts. And therefore, he understood that he cannot be able to answer the call of going forth without understanding who he is. In fact, when he understood who he was, we are hearing here that an angel came with a hot stone from the altar and touched, that's what he is saying, and touched his mouth. And this is an Old Testament description of saying that his mouth was purified. He was able to speak the words of God, not his words, because his mouth, his words were purified through this angel, the agent of Jehovah, the agent of Yahweh. He was cleansed. He was justified, and he was able to proclaim the message. Brothers and sisters, the problem we have today as human beings is not able to see ourselves, understand who we are, so that we can go forth, whether in our neighborhood, whether to our friends where we work, wherever we are, and say about Jesus Christ. We are very shy. We think that I'm not able to say, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a missionary, I'm not a preacher, I'm nothing, I'm nobody. That is not true. We are all called by God because we have received the message of the gospel to say who God is wherever we are. The other problem is that we justify ourselves. We have no power. I'm not able to talk. You are not the only person who is not able to talk. Remember Moses of the old. He said to God, you know, I'm not able to talk. Send forth my brother Aaron. And God said, you are the one to go. You are the one to say. You are the one to talk about me. You are the one to go to Egypt. We self-justify ourselves. We are so sufficient within ourselves. Missionary work or mission work is only for those distinct people. All of us, we are distinct because God has made us to be the way we are. Brothers and sisters, let's get up and see the need. See God, see ourselves, and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. The third thing, in order to serve God's people wherever we are, whether as a missionary, mission trips, supporting missionaries in prayer, in encouragement, in whatever capacity you can support missionaries, visiting them, praying for them, thinking about them, even yourself as a missionary, whether you are home missionary, wherever you are. The third thing, one must see the need. The word which is captured throughout is to see. See God, see yourself, and see the need. We cannot be able to serve God wherever we are unless we see the need. Isaiah was called, and the word used there is go and tell. In Hebrew is amar, which is to say, go and proclaim, go and certify, go and declare the word to the people. In fact, I like the way it is here. The question is, who is going to go for us? Us as plural is asking who is going to go for the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That triune God is asking for somebody to go and proclaim the message. Because according to the text is that there were so many problems within the children of Israel. And somebody needs to go there and proclaim the message from the mouth of God. In fact, the word is need, is expressing the need, who is going to go for us. Who? And he is also asking the question, who is ready to go? Who is ready to risk his or her own life there? Who is courageous enough to go there and on our behalf? Who is going there even without food and clothing? Who is going to go for us? In fact, the word go is from a commanding officer. It's not like a soft word. Who is willing to go? Who is ready to go? That's not the issue here. It's a commanding officer asking the question, who is ready to go? It's like as a commanding officer asking you to jump. You ask how high when you are up there. So you go up there, and when you are up there, you ask how high. So there's no question of how high am I going to jump when you are down there. So God is asking somebody to go. According to this text, we see Isaiah hearing the message and going to the children of Israel to go there and proclaim the message. And he is asking question, for how long this state of sinfulness or sinners going to continue? And he had to go there. Brothers and sisters, we have no excuse. We have no option of proclaiming the message of Jesus Christ to his people so that they can hear the word. I know you have sent all of us as missionaries into different countries. You have been praying for us. You have been encouraging us. You have been financially supporting all of us. But I would encourage you also to go and visit. Come to Kenya one, come to Kenya many, and come to Kenya, and even Ethiopia, and many other countries represented by you people, and see what God is doing. Come and we proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. We have been called to serve God. We must see God, understand him. We understand him through Jesus Christ, his word, through the church, and we also need to see ourselves, and we also need to see the need. Amen.